Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy on September 25th, 2019. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And, we're back again, except we're at a slightly different day. But, I mean, I guess this won't really matter unless you're really paying attention to what days of the week these are, because, like, I wouldn't know, like, what day was September 8th? I don't know. It could have been Fratter Day for all I know. Because we're doing this on Wednesday instead of Thursday, so maybe I should just get started before I embarrass myself further with my bad attempts at intros.
What's first?
Oh yeah, we've got Dr. Stone.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Stone, episode 5. So, it turns out that Tsukasa didn't seem to actually kill Senku because he was trying to snap his neck, but part of that was actually still made of stone. So Taichu and Yusuriha are like, yeah, we can use the revival fluid on that, and that'll cure him or something. And we get a flashback about Senku, you know, when he managed to wake up and all this stuff he did. And there were a lot of monkeys that were watching him, and their commentary was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty much the episode.
It was obvious that he wasn't going to die.
Yep.
but I did get fooled for a couple of minutes there, so I'll give him that.
Yeah. Personally, I kind of mostly found the episode a bit boring. I'll be honest and remember. Okay, I know I'm always talking about when I read the manga, but I'm doing it again. This was actually, I think, the part I was most bored with. But really soon after this, it really does start. It starts introducing some more characters, and I think that really makes the series a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how you thought about the episode, but
yeah, I didn't like it all that much, but I haven't liked the previous episodes all that much. I the premise of the show is what my problem is. It's just not interesting. I mean, you just got it, like it doesn't. It doesn't really even matter whether they're trying to do this, like bring people back from being turned to stone or not. It basically is, you know, like three people, three or four people just interacting with each other. And the stone part doesn't really even matter. And that's where my problem is. And also, that guy crying over, you know, the death, that was, like, really overacting there. So, I mean, I'm not blaming the voice actor. I'm just saying the character was just going way over the top. And it was like, okay, it was like, okay, now I know for sure that he isn't dead. and it was just annoying. It didn't like make me feel worse about it or make me feel better when he was alive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, the next five episodes, I think, well, based on what I know of what happens in them, are a lot more interesting than the first five. Actually, I was looking up like some discussion stuff, and I did notice that on obviously for whatever this is worth, I did find this interesting. I happened across on Reddit there, like, I guess people like can like vote for like what they thought of each episode, and someone was like keeping this tally of, you know, the scores for each one. I noticed, wow, the lowest ranked for episodes 6 through 10 was higher than the highest ranked of the first five episodes. So, Yeah, I don't know. I definitely would suggest at least giving it some more episodes. The series does start introducing some more interesting things soon.
Yeah, hopefully it gets better. That's all I can say, because if not, I'm going to drop it. Okay. So.
Right. Yeah, I'll just put it this way. I'm a fan of the series, or at least the manga series, and I was kind of bored by this episode. So, okay. So we'll move on to, Food Wars episode, 12. So, okay. So Megumi presents her, dish, and they like it, but they're like, yeah, but it's not as good as Shinomiya's. So all the judges vote against her, but then in this really one of the others, like Dojima, like basically kind of announced, like says, oh well, I'll vote for her, and somehow this makes Shinomiya realize, oh wait, I'm actually, I don't know, it's confusing, okay? The bottom line is that through a major lesson of self-discovery, she ends up, part of Shinomiya, she ends up getting sort of off the hook, does not get expelled, she and Soma are fine,
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of obvious, but it was all right.
I'm just having trouble describing what happened. Yeah. That's why I'm just skipping through things.
Well, the problem is that there's just too much of this, food stuff that I don't understand because I'm not a chef. That's one of the things where it loses me, is whenever it gets really in depth on these, you know, types of food and stuff, and then I'm just like, okay, you know. So basically a pretty good episode, but not great.
I am curious though, because you were talking about how you thought like Soma was kind of overpowered and stuff. I'm curious if this episode made you like think he was more, less, or about the same, because there was that part where he was annoyed that he didn't win, but it was still Megumi who did most of the stuff. So I'm just kind of curious how that impacted anything.
I mean, no, it didn't affect me at all, because it wasn't him who was losing. It was that girl. Okay, so,
fair enough. Yeah. I just wanted to check on. I was just curious. Okay, Lupin the Third, Part 5, Episode 15, The Title of Many Numbers. okay. So Lupin and Amiman and like the rest managed to get away from after Lupin got shot and kind of heal him and stuff. So Fujiko, Ami, and Lupin are to get together and such. But then there's still a bunch of other political stuff that I'm not 100% sure I understand. All this political stuff is reminding me of a Gundam series. It's not like it's not as bad as that, but it does just kind of get to the point where I'm like, okay, these people are against each other for reasons, and these guys are against the characters. Okay, I think I got that. Okay. Right, but then Fujiko basically abandons Lupin and Ami, but then gets caught by them, and it's kind of confusing about whether that was part of some sort of ploy or whether she actually was just leaving them. But then they managed to find her and apparently get. Golly, I'm trying. I'm suddenly blanking on the exact sequence of events in the last few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they basically find her, and Lupin's trying to get to her. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not like this episode. I thought the whole flashback thing was, you know, that
it's taking itself too seriously again. That's my problem, basically.
Yeah, there was one thing I did like about this episode, though, and that was Lupin getting shot. And here's the reason why. Was because I thought he was going to die, and then that would mean that the show would become vegan part five.
Wouldn't it be Jigen part one, though? Wouldn't this be like how they had Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, but that was the first Modern Warfare, and then the sequels were like Modern Warfare 2 and such. So that would be, so it would make it Lupin the Third part 5, Jigen part 1.
Yeah, I guess so.
Episode 16. But yeah, that's my problem. It's just like I'm like Lupin and Fujiko, it's like always before this, their relationship or whatever you want to call it was kind of like treated jokingly, and then it's like, okay, let's have a serious examination of what they mean to each other. And I'm like, really?
Yeah,
that just felt weird. I don't know, it's just every— this season has always been at its best when it's standalone, and then when you have these multi-episode arcs, things just are taken so much more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the original manga, like the very original manga series, was actually like a lot more serious than the later adaptations. But you know, I'd rather have the more sort of fun and slapsticky ones than like let's take these things examine these things seriously and such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfortunately, kind of another just okay episode. Alright, yep. So that's the Toonami stuff is done with. We'll move on to our other show. So we got Konosuba Episode 2. So Aqua and Kazuma are having trouble completing the quest they're trying to do, which is to take out some frogs. So they decide to try to get other people to join up with them. And they actually do get someone else, Megumin, who's— I have no idea. There's a gag about how her name sounds weird, but I'm just like, what's weird about it? I don't get it. Is it like, it's just Mega Mean? Like, there's a character in Food Wars named Mega Mean. You just added an N to it. Does that make it weird to the Japanese here?
It might.
Maybe. I mean, I guess if you were to like, I guess if you were to add like an N to the end of Michael, like Michaelin, that would sound weird, so maybe it's like that. Anyway, so she seems great, except for the fact they learned that while she has this incredibly strong spell named Explosion, it's the only spell she actually— it completely depletes her after she uses it, and it's the only spell she knows because she refuses to learn any others. So Kazuma initially just wants to cut her loose, but then she kind of forces him to let her join. So we've got her. Then another girl, Darkness, shows up and wants to join, although we don't really learn much about her yet, because that's just the end of the episode. That's where the episode ends. You know, I'm realizing that discussing what happens in Konosuba is like trying to explain the plot of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You can say what happens, but it doesn't actually like replicate anything, cause it's all about the jokes, really. And mm-hmm. I can't. And if you just— and well, much like Monty Python, it kind of feels like you would just become just listing all like the funniest jokes in each episode and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that. So that description kind of probably sounded a bit tepid, but I thought this episode was really funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. I enjoyed it.
My favorite joke was the part where Meg means like he's like saying so Cosmo's like, what's with the eye patch? And he's like, ah, it conceals my power. I would never remove it because it would cause all these. And he's like, really? And she says, no, it's just an eye patch I wear because it looks cool. I love that part. And yet again, Konosuba continues on hyper time. We've got all four main characters introduced, and it's only the second episode. But yeah, I thought this was a very funny episode. I liked it a lot more than the first. Megumin's whole introduction was just hilarious, I thought. That whole scene. Just it's like this, if I were to list this episode, I'd just list all my favorite jokes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I like the episode. Yeah, it's off to a good start, and I look forward to seeing what darkness brings.
Okay, so then we get to our new show, Chihayafuru Episode 1. Do you want to do the summaries for this show? Or,
Yes.
okay.
Yeah, so basically, you've got a girl named Chihaya, and she. She has a flashback pretty shortly into the show. She's already having a flashback, and this flashback was like a few years ago, whenever, where she met this boy, and I can't remember his name.
I think it
But
started with an A. I'll look it up.
the boy, you
Oh,
know, is like,
Arata, Arata.
yeah. So he doesn't really get along with people very well, but then she's able to see a different side of him, even though he's being bullied. She's able to, you know, sees that he's really into this game called Karuta, I think. And he's like really good at memorizing stuff. And basically that's it. And see that this is where I had a problem with it. Like, I like to say it's too slicey of lifey. So it's too much like a slice of life anime. And which if I mean maybe that is what it is, but I don't really enjoy slice of life all that much, and unless there's some sort of hook to it, like something else that makes it more interesting. So hopefully there's going to be more than just this whole, you know, but yeah, this first episode was okay. It wasn't great though, and I'm expecting big things from it, so I was a little disappointed. Hopefully it gets better in the next few episodes. We'll see what happens.
Okay, well, my thought, a few th things. First off, I think this is the first time we've ever, I think it might be the first time I have, even outside of this podcast, ever watched a Jose series. Do you know what that means?
Coming of age.
No, it's okay, you know what shonen and seinen are, right? Okay, and what shoujo is? Yes, Jose is like the if shoujo is like, you know, meant for is kind of like the female version of shonen, Jose is like the female version of seinen. It's one's aimed for like the older female crowd. And
Oh, I
yeah, and you don't seem to see much of that in anime, actually.
Yeah.
So that's because initially I was thinking, okay, it's a shoujo series. I looked up and was like, no, it's Jose actually, which sounds like such a weird name. Like shonen, seinen, shoujo sound fine, but then Jose just feels weird, I guess. But anyway, the show itself. So, obligatory joke that because we're getting a flashback, this must mean that the main character is going to die at some point soon. But I, so my, I was curious because it suddenly has this flashback. So I looked it up to see, because I was like, okay, so is the whole series going to be about them getting to the point we saw at the start? Or what? It looks like the first few episodes are focusing on them when they're younger, and then it'll like turn to be about them in sort of the present day. So, there's that. The biggest problem I had is, and maybe it did, and I was just too dumb to catch it, but they didn't really explain how you play Karuta.
Yeah, they didn't at all. That was another problem I had.
I didn't understand it at all. She, like, makes a brief mention of how, like, you put these cards on that have the stuff on them. And I'm like, okay, but what are you doing in this game? I had to look it up. And it's so, and it's actually, like, okay, so it here's basically kind of the, what I would say is sort of like the one-sentence explanation of a sport. Like, for football, it's you get the football to the other side of the field. For basketball, it's you put the ball into the basket. For, like, baseball, it's you hit the ball with a bat. You know, like, the stuff where if you just know that one sentence, you'll be able to follow along a decent amount, even if you know absolutely nothing else.
Yeah.
And there's not even, and it's not that. Like, from my understanding, the one sentence explanation of Karuta is you listen to, you listen to someone like read this poem or parts of poems, and when they say something that's written on one of the cards, you slap that card. That's that's a one sentence explanation, that, and it doesn't give you that. You just see them like, you know, slapping at the cards. Like, why are they doing that? Yeah, the more, if you want, because I'll explain it because I don't know if the anime will. The slightly more in-depth rules are, so you have, so you get the cards that all, like, have, like, you know, phrases and stuff written on them, and you're in, like, in at least a competitive thing. You're given some time to, like, look at them and memorize them and arrange them as you want. Then you hear, then someone reads it on that sort of tape, and whenever you see what they say something that's on one of the cards, you're supposed to try to slap it. And the cards are evenly divided between you and your opponent's sort of territory. And if you get one, and if you take one out, then you get to give one of your cards to your opponent, and the game and you win if you have no cards left in your territory. So that's so essentially, again, it's a simple, but again, like, the one sentence explanation is you slap the cards when you hear them mention it. So it actually does seem kind, it seems an interesting sport insofar in that it's very, it's mentally draining, but there's also a strong physical aspect to it. It's not like, you know, like playing poker or something where, you know, it's all completely mental. You it's not like an advantage to, you know, like being faster at something, which is kind of interesting. I do want, what I am curious about is how they can manage to make this sport particularly interesting to watch. Because, well, first, I can only barely, I can only kind of read Japanese, so I wouldn't, so I have no idea what any of this stuff is going. But it also, it worries me that it might make games, the thing just be, how do you win? Well, you slap faster than your opponent. But we'll see. I mean, I'm saying all this analysis on one episode, but that is the biggest issue I had, just the lack of even, like, the quickest explanation as to what they are actually trying to do.
Okay,
and that's all of our stuff so far. I guess we'll see where they go in the future. I am now caught up on that time I got reincarnated as a slime. It was you've watched up through episodes up 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's so what episode, I've got.
Episode 10 is next.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to talk about it a little? Like, because I mean, I'm more recent in watching it. But you watched it before, so what you thought of the series up to this point?
I haven't seen it for so long that I want to see another episode so it refreshes my brain on it.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, only thing I have I had a few comments on the episodes I saw, but I'll just say, like, one thing that I was noticing. So, Rimuru did the thing that I kind of predicted where he absorbs the girl because she was dying, although I don't remember if it explained why he couldn't just heal her with the potions, but I think it probably was explained or something, because a character mentions that possibility, but then it's not done. And then there's this weird part where Rimuru is trying to figure out if this, like, new human body is male or female, and and, like, creates this body double of himself and discovers, oh, it's not male or female. I was just thinking, can't you just look down? Like, that's literally all you need to do. But why create a double? Yeah, I guess that was just there to try to make some for the purpose of some jokes. But So I'm up through 9. So next week there is no Toonami because outside of an episode of Dragon Ball Super, because they're doing a Dragon Ball Super marathon. So for that week, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be watching 2 episodes of each of these non-Toonami shows.
Mm-hmm. Right. The slime anime and the T.I. of Furu anime.
Mm-hmm.
And
Konosuba.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. So that's what we'll do next week. And whether we do it on Wednesday or Thursday, I'm not quite sure yet. But we couldn't do it on Thursday this week. So.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll be getting twice. So actually, that means we'll be jumping right into Slime with 2 episodes. So, yeah, that's our thoughts on it. On the whole, not really that great of a week outside of Konosuba, which unfortunately this is the problem. There's so little to talk about because it's just like, was this funny? Yes, this was funny. Okay, I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have definitely high hopes for that. And the great thing about doing 2 episodes is that, like I said, I've only seen the first 4 episodes. So once we do that, I'll be through the stuff I know and we'll both be watching it more blindly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's it, and we will see you next week.
Bye.